This is St. Louis Public Radio. Lots of people are great cooks. Some even have an idea for their own food business. But making a go of it can be tough, especially if selling a food product requires getting into a fully licensed commercial kitchen. That's where St. Louis University is helping entrepreneurs with its shared use kitchen. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman went on a tour of the facility housed in the basement of the university's Salus Center.
This 6,000-square-foot kitchen has a lot of cooks. Students in white coats hover over stoves while paid staffers prep food for lunches served at some area schools. Sprinkled in among them are entrepreneurs like Jessie Pearl Hairston. Today, she's making pecan tassies.
It's like a little tiny bite of a pecan pie.
She pops a tray into the oven.
In about 9 minutes, I'll rotate the pan, and we will have some serious goodness.
The 68-year-old loves to bake. With her business, Jessie Pearl's Pound Cakes, etc., she sells baked goods at church swaps and through word of mouth. Hairston's been renting time in the shared-use kitchen since July for just $10 an hour.
I'm just excited, you know what I mean? A lot of people are not grateful for their lives, but I'm grateful that I finally found something that I can do that could get me a few extra dollars. You know, I can't borrow the money to start up a business, so this is perfect.
The Shared Use Kitchen first opened to entrepreneurs in 2011. About a dozen are renting space today. Steve Jenkins is an assistant professor and the director of innovation and entrepreneurship at St. Louis University. In his office down the hall from the kitchen, he says the goal is to grow small businesses, many of which couldn't afford to rent space in a commercial kitchen, let alone build their own.
That is a real barrier for somebody who's wanting to start up a business, particularly if it's a new idea that they want to explore. So that's the idea. We can let them try it, develop your product, see if there really is a demand for it.
Back in the kitchen, Jenkins shows off recent upgrades.
This is kind of an area still in development. We're expanding this way.
He demonstrates a shiny new piece of equipment that allows them to bag perishable food like applesauce and shelve it.
It comes up here, and you can fill a bag directly from the steam kettle by using a little foot pedal, and it goes directly into the bag.
A $200,000 grant from the Missouri Department of Agriculture last year covered that and other improvements. For entrepreneurs, the access to such high-tech equipment is big.
The largest cost when you're trying to see if you can really make a go of a food business is the kitchen equipment.
But Kathleen Wademan, who's been testing recipes here for 18 months, says you can't put a price on advice.
Food people love to talk about food, and here you have some very experienced food people, so they're a tremendous resource.
Wademan and her husband started Fred and Ricky's, a business that will soon sell to-go meals made from plants for the healthy but busy eater. They'll open their own production kitchen this month, and a retail store will soon follow.
We're beyond really what the space here can handle, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to rely on them for expertise and for help.
It's a success story for this kitchen.
Oh, they're puffing nice. Got a few more minutes.
And so is Jessie Pearl's Pound Cakes, etc., which gives Hairston the ability to make money doing what she loves.
To have people taste what they haven't tasted in years, and they taste this stuff and they go, oh, wow, it reminds me of when I was a kid. That's all I want. That's all I want.
The Shared Use Kitchen is really an incubator for dreams, both large and small. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.